Welcome to People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Hello and welcome. I am Victoria Falk, and today we have the pleasure of speaking with the Acting Commissioner for the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection, Ms. Sandra Abeles. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for being here today. And we are talking about employees' rights. And after all this time of social distancing and working from home during this pandemic, how can employees who are returning to in-person work environments refamiliarize themselves with their rights at work?
Absolutely. We know that after this pandemic, it's been very difficult for people. They've had multiple challenges. Some folks have been out of the workforce for some time. And we try to update our materials on our website so people can always go there, which is nyc.gov/workers. I'll give you an example of one of the things that our office does to make sure that workers are protected. New York City enforces the Paid Safe and Sick Leave Law. And that means if you work in New York City for more than 80 hours a year, you can earn up to 40 hours of safe and sick leave each year to use for yourself or help anyone in your family. You can use sick leave for care and treatment. You can use it to get help for other safety measures, even related to domestic violence. And if your employer has 5 or more employees, you have a right to paid safe and sick leave. So again, for details on that, you can always call 311 or again, visit our website at nyc.gov/workers.
Now, how can an employee go about filing a complaint if they believe that their rights have been violated?
There's a couple of things that they can do. So they can either call 311, as I mentioned, and they will be directed to our agency, and we can help direct them if what they're calling about is something that goes beyond what our department does. So I'll give you another example. So the State Department of Labor is responsible for ensuring people get paid their minimum wage and overtime. So you have to be paid for every hour that you work, including work before or after your scheduled shift time. And the minimum wage in New York City is $15 an hour. And there are special rates and rules for tipped workers. So for more information about that, you can contact the New York State Department of Labor and file a complaint there and going to labor.ny.gov.
Now, what about those employees that fear filing a complaint because they still want to keep their job?
We know retaliation is a fear that many employees have, so it's an excellent point that you're raising. And an employer cannot retaliate against you for exercising your rights. And if that happens, you should be very clear in your complaint to mention that to us or to the state if you do decide to file a complaint, because that's something that we take very seriously. Workers should also know that their immigration status should not impact their decision to file a complaint as well. We will protect workers regardless of their immigration status. There's one other law that we enforce at the city level that I wanted to mention, because if you're a freelance worker in New York City, you also have legal rights. And that includes having a written contract, getting paid on time for all the work that you've completed, and you have the right to sue the hiring party if you are not timely paid for your work. So if you are a freelancer in New York City and you've been having difficulty, you can reach out to us by calling 311, visiting our website, nyc.gov/workers, or you can email us directly at freelancer@dca.nyc.gov.
Yes, indeed. And thank you so much for adding that, because a lot of times we do forget our freelancers. And we want them to know that, yes, there are protections for you too. So we thank you so much, Ms. Abelles, for joining us today. And we thank our listeners. And be sure to visit the website, nyc.gov/workers. This has been People, Power, and Politics.
People, Power, and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People, Power, and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.